Hare Krishna. When I walked into the temple room, His Grace Vajra Narayan Prabhu made a very strong statement. You cannot cheat Krishna. And that statement shook me up to such a degree that I cannot think of anything else. So I thought that I would speak about cheating Krishna. As Tukaram Prabhu mentioned, I was based in Bombay, in Juhu, when it was pretty much just a fishing village, and anyway, a lot of challenges. But one day, someone approached me with a copy of Time magazine, and we didn't read anything other than Srila Prabhupada's books then. And this person showed me an item in the people section. And the first line was, "There's trouble stirring in Nirvana." And it went on to say that when Swami Bhaktivedanta, the founder of the Hare Krishna movement, was asked for his opinion about Guru Maharaj Ji. Now, I don't know if you know who Guru Maharaj Ji is, or Bal Yogeshwar, but from the context, you'll get an idea. When asked about Guru Maharaj Ji, Swami Bhaktivedanta, the founder of the Hare Krishna movement, said, "He is cheating the people. But when he meets Krishna, he will find that Krishna is an even greater cheat than he is. And Krishna will take everything away from him." Now, I contemplated that statement for quite some time. It seemed to me as if the whole philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam was contained in it. That the living entities are parts and parcel of Krishna. They are persons, and Krishna is a person. But Krishna is the supreme. And whatever ability we have, Krishna has the same ability greater than we do. And Janmadiyasi Ataha is stated in the Vedanta Sutra and Srimad Bhagavatam, but Krishna is the origin of everything. He's the origin of us. So whatever exists in us exists in Krishna in its original form. So the propensity to cheat, which exists in us, exists originally in Krishna. But in Krishna, it exists in its perfect state and to an unlimited degree. Now, it just so happens that some years later, I learned that what Srila Prabhupada predicted came to pass. it may sound odd to you, but this Bal Yogeshwar, or Guru Maharajji, was appointed God, or Bhagavan, by his mother. Mm-hmm. But Guru Maharajji fell in love with his, like an American disciple of his, and wanted to marry her. And his mother did not like that. So there was a cover story, the cover of the Illustrated Weekly of India, which is like a very popular magazine, in which his mother announced that Bal Yogeshwar was not Bhagavan, was no longer Bhagavan, and that she had appointed her other son, Bal Bhagavan, as Bhagavan. And then there was another incident where Guru Maharaji had a big program, I think in the Houston Astrodome, and our devotees went there to distribute books. So his organizers didn't like the devotees distributing books there, and they, I guess, made some complaint, police complaint or something, about the devotees distributing books. And when it went to court, somehow the judge found that the devotees were innocent, but that Guru Maharaj's people were guilty. So this is just to give a little purport to Vajranarayan Prabhu's statement that you cannot cheat Krishna. In fact, if you try to cheat Krishna, you'll find that Krishna is a greater cheat than you are. And he will take away whatever you falsely claimed. Now, this is a very, sort of a quaint story, humorous story. But, unfortunately, it has application to all of us. Because we come into the material world because we want to take the place of Krishna. Krishna Bhuryaji Bhogavancha Kari said, when the living entity forgets Krishna and wants to enjoy independent of Krishna, that means take the place of Krishna. Trivida Prabhu referred to the last verse of the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which Srila Prabhupada calls the peace formula. And it the formula is Bhokta Ram Yajna Tapasam. Krishna, we have to realize that Krishna is the enjoyer, not us. Same thing that my two God brothers have been saying, that we are not the enjoyers, Krishna is the enjoyer. Sarvaloka Maheshwaraman, he is the proprietor. We're not the proprietor, but he's the proprietor. And Suridam Sarvabhutanam, he is the best friend of the living entities. We're not the best friend. Now the first two are pretty gross, that, we want to take Krishna's place and be the enjoyer and the proprietor. But even wanting to be the best friend, independent of Krishna, is a subtle way of wanting to take the position of Krishna. I Well, I'll tell my own personal little story. But one day I was chanting at the seaside, and in a way going deep in my japa. And somehow that sort of illusion that people are happy, that people are enjoying, like at the seaside, you know, there were all sorts of birds there, sandpipers and seagulls, and then there were pelicans. They fly very high, and then like they swoop straight down into the water. And there were people, some surfers, and from a certain point of view, it looked like a very idyllic scene. But somehow that illusion was removed, and I could see that everyone was suffering. I mean, that pelican, that they're so photogenic, they're hungry. They're there looking for food. And I guess they see something in the water, and they think if they just dive straight down into the water, they'll get something to eat. And that probably causes some impact on their body. I mean, even expert divers say there's impact when you, especially coming down from so high at such a speed. So it was really getting to me how everyone was suffering, all the birds. And I noticed there was a little ladybug landed on my hand. I looked down, and usually you'd think, oh, ladybug is so cute, orange and little spots, and, you know, it seems like a lucky thing. I was thinking that ladybug is suffering. You know, that living entity within that body is suffering. And it was really becoming overwhelming. And I was feeling, you know, if I keep feeling for the suffering of all these creatures, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown or something. This is like too much. I can't take it anymore. And then suddenly I got the insight. I guess it's sometimes you hear things and you even repeat them, but under certain circumstances you actually have an insight of how that really applies in life. And I just had that insight that Krishna, he loves all these living entities more than I do. I mean, I might have some glimmer of some feeling for them, but he really loves them. So much so that as the Paramatma, he accompanies the Jivatma from body to body, life after life. The body of a bird, or the body of a fish, or the body of dolphins. We also had dolphins there. The body of a human being. That's how much he loves them. And not only does he love them, and know them intimately, but he can actually help them. I might have some feeling, you know, for the ladybug or the pelican or the surfer, but what can I actually do to help them? But Krishna can actually help them. And then I had the thought, you know, something that I heard so many times and probably repeated so many times, that the real friend is not someone who poses as the friend, but the real friend is someone who directs you to your real friend, who is Krishna. And so that idea of being, you know, the best friend or the savior or whatever, that's also a subtle contamination. If we think we can really be someone's friend outside of directing them towards Krishna and helping them towards Krishna, in a way, it's just another manifestation of wanting to take the place of Krishna, which is cheating. So, these topics that we've been hearing tonight are very purified because, as our other speakers have said, the whole material energy conspires to create the illusion in us that we're the enjoyers, we're the proprietors, we're the controllers. And they cater to that weakness, the advertising, the manufacturers, marketeers. And to really understand our position, we have to be reminded, and that's why we want regularly read the Bhagavad Gita, read Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially in the association of devotees who live the life of the Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our acharyas in general and the scriptures, they tell us that one should learn the book Bhagavat from the person Bhagavat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary, Sarvabhauma. Learn the book Bhagavat from the person Bhagavat. Not from professionals. Same with the holy name. One should not hear the holy name from professionals who chant as a livelihood. But one should hear from pure devotees who have dedicated their lives to the service of Krishna and his devotees. Then that hearing, that reading, that discussion will be very potent. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to give people that association, to give us that association. And when we take advantage of it, our hearts become cleansed, ceto dharpano marjanam, and we become happy in our constitutional position. Otherwise, it's artificial. It's like carrying a huge burden. When I first joined, I heard that Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, had said that when you come to Krishna consciousness, you become relieved of the burden of enjoying. It, for me, it was such a burden in the university because, you know, especially the weekend, you know, like a big competition. Who's going to enjoy more? You know, who's going to go to the best restaurant? Who's going to go to the best show? Who's going to go out with the best girl or the best guy? And it was a burden. I didn't feel comfortable in that competition. And when I heard that, I said, wow, it's a relief. I don't have to compete to enjoy. This being my natural position. Of course, I didn't really know what my natural position was until I met Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. But then I learned it's to serve Krishna and to serve humanity by helping them to come to Krishna. And then that was a big relief. So, and it's a relief to be with all of you, because when we go outside the door, we can be bewildered. There's no question, there's a lot of Maya, but it's real shelter to be in the association of devotees, in the presence of the deities, and engaged in the processes of chanting and hearing and remembering Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.